Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So I know I've spoken about this in the past, and that's about judgment and judging people. But it's also something that's a common thread through a lot of conversations I've had with people, that people feel bad if they judge others. And now, what we don't often go into is how we judge ourselves against others. Just to touch, actually, very lightly on the whole judgment topic. It's very normal to judge, because that's how we decide if something's right or wrong, or good or bad, or how it will impact us. It's when we allow ourselves and indulge in judging whether somebody is right or wrong against our standards that shifts and changes the whole judgment point of view. But anyway, I'm not getting into that today. Today what I'm going to be looking at is how we judge ourselves against others. It became very apparent to me in the last week or so how I judged myself as less than other people. Not everyone. Just put that little caveat in there. But certainly against some people, which I'm sure most of us do. I don't think there are very many people that go around in the world and think that they're as good as or better than or maybe just so okay with themselves that there's no need to compare. Most of us compare. And I've definitely been one of those people who've done that as well. And as I said, it came home to me very sort of clearly in the last week or so that we can never truly know what's going on in other people's lives. People generally try to show us the best of themselves. They try to make out that everything's good, everything's okay, that they are doing really well in life. Not everybody. But a lot of people do this, and you can know that a lot of people do this just by going onto any of the social media platforms. Most people don't share the worst that's going on in their lives. Most people don't share, okay, I had a very boring day today and I really didn't do much. People share the glory and the wonder that's in their lives. They share about their perfect relationships. They share about their lovely holidays. They share about their children, about something that's really moved them. Maybe they share about something tragic that's happened in their lives. But they generally balance that with a good deal of what's good. And I'm sharing this because when you see all this profusion of perfection and greatness and wonder and, you know, everyone's lives are so amazing, it can make you sometimes look at your own life and think, well, actually, maybe my life isn't quite that amazing. Maybe my life's a little boring. Maybe I haven't achieved what I wanted to achieve. Maybe my relationships aren't what I'd like them to be. Maybe. And on it goes. But that's why I really wanted to make this, is because, as I said, we can't truly know what's going on in other people's lives. We can't know their anxieties, or not often anyway, and not everybody's. We can't know their insecurities, their doubts, their fears, their insecurities, and all the stuff that goes underneath the facade. And when we count ourselves as lacking when we're comparing to others, it affects how we live our lives. And this is the thing that came home to me, was that looking back, and this is going back 20 odd years, when I was doing this particular comparison, I realised that the people I was comparing myself to, in hindsight, all these years later, that I can see a lot more than I could see then, their lives were not so perfect. And actually, if I'd had my choice, I would have chosen my life over theirs. I wouldn't have wanted any of the stuff that I perceived them having as more than me. In hindsight, I'm actually very pleased with my life. It might not have always been as successful or affluent or whatever as I had wanted it to be. But in hindsight, when I look back on it, I believe it was a good life. But at the time, as I said, there's this need to compare. And when I started comparing my life to others, I found my life lacking. And I just really wanted to highlight that, because maybe you're doing that at this moment in time. Maybe you're looking around and thinking that your life isn't as wonderful as you would like it to be, because you're looking at other people's lives and thinking their lives are more wonderful. And as I said, you can't always know. You can't know what's going on underneath the facade of the perfection that they're presenting to the world. You can't know what's going on behind closed doors. Even your closest friends might not necessarily tell you everything. They might. I could be very wrong. But also, when we take away that comparison, there is a peace, there's a contentment, there's a happiness and a self-possession that you might not otherwise feel. And we can get lost in this world of social media and all these other things in the comparison of others. And it can leave people very upset and damaged, because trying to achieve that perfection can be a very daunting task. But when you take that goal away, and instead of trying to live other people's lives, you start to really enjoy your life, then there's joy to be found, there's peace to be found, there's contentment to be found, and there's connection to be found. And that's really what I wanted to share with you today. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my online courses. There's a free one, which is a 7-day happiness boost. There's links to my website and my social media, should you want to contact me. And if you've got any questions, please reach out, as I'm more than happy to connect. So much love from me to you.